With us this morning is David Calametti, president of Alabama Coasting, which is a state partner of the World Food Championship. You may have heard when we've done the cook-offs before, Mark.
Okay.
He's also a producer of this event called Social Feasts, which is part of what I attended last night. Also, we have Al Frugoni, and Al is a chef from Argentina. Good morning, David. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Al.
Good morning.
What a pleasure. I had a lunch meeting with Elodia Arnold, publisher of the Fairhope Living magazine yesterday.
Okay.
And she said, oh, by the way, I'm going to this event. There's some celebrity chefs in town. They're cooking an alligator and a pig on the beach.
Oh, my goodness.
You want to go? Yes,
yeah.
I do. And here we are, and I met re-met the Calametti brothers because... We met at the Elks Lodge with the World Food Championship cook-off.
Correct.
A couple of years ago.
At the Emblem, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do that again as soon as conditions permit.
Okay. Yeah. And tell us about what's going on.
So this is Social Feast is an organization that's been in existence for a while. They create these outdoor cooking experiences. So they approached our production partner, BamaQ Productions, about looking for a location, and we knew of Jubilee Suites. We talked with Dana, and we've got the whole place. We've got 10 cooks from every part of North America, from Vancouver, Washington State, California, Texas, Missouri, Arizona, and they've been in for 3 days doing live fire cooking outdoor, doing some demonstrations, doing some recipes, streaming it to their more than 2 million followers. And then BamaQ is also filming it, and we're going to produce a television show to go on our streaming channels later this year. So it's been, and they, as you can see from last night, there's a lot of food that they've prepped. And, you know, it's a really fun event. It's an opportunity for most of these, I would say 99% of these people had never been to the Eastern Shore or the Alabama Gulf Coast. So it's a great opportunity to introduce them to this wonderful place that we live.
And each of the chefs or backyard cooks, whatever the case may be, as you mentioned, have their own streaming channel and their own shows. Al, tell us about your show. You got to get up close to that microphone, please.
Okay. I started this like 2 years ago with social media and when COVID hit, so I need to do something, so I started cooking. I'm originally from Argentina. I live in Texas now, and that's what I do, right? All my life we've been doing that. That's what we do in Argentina. We do live fire, open fire, so I started importing these grills, open fire grills, and I started posting, and I started growing. And the funny story is that my daughter told me, Dad, you have to open a TikTok account. So I said, what is a TikTok account, right? So yeah. I'm 46 years old, right? So he's like, no, open it. So I did, and then I start posting on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all the social media, but the TikTok account exploded. So now I'm about to hit 1 million followers there, and it's kind of crazy.
It is. So what is the name of your account or channel?
It's Al Frugoni. It's Alfrugoni.
Al Frugoni, yeah. Spelled exactly like it sounds.
It's okay. Frugoni.
Frugoni.
Yeah, and so, which sounds awfully Italian,
Argentinian.
Yeah. And so I understand you're responsible for the theme of this year's event and all of the meat that was cooked. Tell us about that.
Yesterday was Argentinian asado.
The theme, yeah,
yes.
Was Argentinian asado.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about how you the difference in cooking Argentinian.
Okay, yeah. So Argentinian asado is like that, right? Actually, I was invited this time for the first time, and the theme was there. It's like it was a coincidence that I'm from Argentina. So, but the guys did an excellent job. And in Argentina, we cook with live fire, like you said, right? It's like we cook like live flames in racks. We hang stuff from grills. We cook full animals, whole animals, or we can cook sausages, but everything is over the fire. So that's basically what we do, right? We cook fast, we cook, when you cook open fire, you can't control the temperature, right? It's like, it's difficult, but yesterday was very windy, right? And we have some issues, like, you know, because you have to deal with the weather, with the ambience, right? So So it's a challenge. But cooking with fire is for me, is beautiful, right? Looking to the fire while you're cooking is something very special.
And we had those grills set right up on the beach, down the bluff. You know, Jubilee Suites is just an ideal location for filming, for showing something, because you've got you've got the view from the bluff, and then you've got the view down at the at the beach.
We had another fabulous fall sunset.
Yes.
But
if you
can, look at our Facebook page. Do you see, Mark, right there? There's the alligator, and there's a hog, and then this was a lamb, also a lamb.
Yes.
And then chickens.
And another benefit to when you hang and cook hanging, you can put something on the grill underneath it, and the fat and drips off the hog or the gator or the whatever, and seasons the vegetables.
Everything you're cooking. Yeah,
everything underneath it. So it's a double benefit to this cooking.
That is so cool. Well,
that's the way people cooked for thousands of years. Yes. So and we sort of got away from it. It's like going back to it.
Yeah. And our goal in doing this is, obviously, we like to eat, so that worked. That worked well. But it's also an opportunity to promote Fairhope and the Eastern Shore and Coastal Alabama. Visit Coastal Alabama folks or partners with us in this project. And all of this will be streamed. When they did the show in 2019, they had a larger contingent, but after they filmed, after they produced that show, they counted 50 million hits on all their social media channels. And we won't have that many, but all of that is talking about Jubilee Suites, the Eastern Shore, Fairhope, Coastal Alabama, and that's going to really gain us some widespread positive influence and positive results.
It's a good tourism booster, for sure.
Exactly, yeah.
Let me just say, this is WABF and Swap Shop 928-9228. Please don't feel like you're interrupting us, and let's get to the phone now, shall we? Good morning, Swap Shop. You're on the air.
Yes, I was looking for dryers. Anybody got one out there? That whole period. Handyman is 381-0481.
Okay. All right, we got you. 9-1-0-4-8-1, correct?
318-0-4-8-1.
Okay, I got those completely backwards. All right, 318-0-4-8-1.
Yeah, looking for handyman work too.
Yes, sir. And a dryer. Thank you.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, sweetie. Bye bye. So if you need some handyman work done around the house or the yard, or you'd like you have a dryer for sale, please give him a call at 318-0481. Also want to remind folks about birthdays and anniversaries.
That's right. If you've got anybody that's having a birthday or an anniversary coming up either this week or next, be sure and give us a call and put their names on our list, because on Friday we're going to have a drawing and give away a gift card to Rita's Frozen Treats of Fairhope. So be sure and get those birthdays and anniversaries in.
Now, David, you were saying, we'll hold that thought. Okay. Swap Shop, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, y'all.
Morning.
This morning, I still had AM/FM Sony receiver with Bluetooth for sale. I've had two speakers. They're Bose 251s. They're outdoor speakers, and they come on stands, but they you can mount them on a wall, and I have a little table or a cabinet, whichever one you want, for the receiver. And I got to announce that my kitchen table and chairs are not for sale, but the man that built it will build your table just like it. You can reach me in Mobile at 391-3146.
Okay, David, thank you. 391-3146. Have a good day.
You too.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay, he's got that AM/FM Bluetooth Sony receiver with the Bose 251 indoor-outdoor speakers. They come with mounts and cabinet, and he's even willing to make a table for you. Call 391-3146. That's 391-3146.
David, you were mentioning that the Argentinian style of cooking was just one day. How many days is the Social Feasts event? And what are some other themes or things that we'll be cooking?
We cook for 3 days. We started Monday. We're finishing up today. Monday was Western, kind of Western range, if you would. We did cowboy ribeyes, and we did a pork loin, and we did a bunch of grilled vegetables, and it was some food. Spurred the local economy. We spent a small chunk of change at Mosley's Meats. That was fun. And the other thing is, you know, it is economic development opportunities, because we're generating some income for some of our local businesses.
Sure.
Today's focus is on seafood. A couple of the boys went out last night and caught a bunch of speckled trout. I think he caught a sheephead or two, and so they're dressing those now, and we're going to be doing some all outdoor grilling. And as we mentioned, Brad, who's our chef from Arizona, his heavily Mexican kind of influence, and so he's doing a porchetta today, which is a crackling, kind of a pork crackling.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going on today. And then we wrap up tomorrow and give Jubilee Sweets back to Dana and Jim and let them move on from there.
Everybody goes home a little fatter and happier.
That's it. Yeah, it's just, and I can't say enough about our host at Jubilee Sweets. They have been just fantastic and excited and doing everything we can. Also want to thank Sportsman's Marine, if I can do a little shout out. They offered the golf carts that we used yesterday.
Oh, nice. This week.
They helped us with that. And then our local celebrity chef, Panini Pete, came out and had dinner with us on Monday. And then, being the guy he is, he showed up at 8:30 yesterday morning with a tray full of beignets and some breakfast paninis. So,
how nice.
That was good.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah, you've seen him on TV before, I guess.
Yeah.
So can we get a list of, like, all the participating cooks and what their sites are so that inquiring minds.
Sure, absolutely.
Want to watch.
Well, I'll get that to you later today.
And then, how will we watch maybe last year's show and the upcoming show? How do we find that online?
We do. Well, Bama Q Productions, Bama Q TV, has about 20 different channels that we stream on, as our partner. So it'll if you just go to Bama Q TV, Roku, Amazon Prime. On there, you could get through their website, their Facebook page. That will we've got some great content up there. We've been doing. We did a thing called Gridiron Tailgate earlier in the pandemic, where we paired an NFL alumni with one of our cooks, and we did some grilling and stuff. So there's a lot of interesting program. One of the side benefits to the pandemic is we've gone more digital. We're producing a series of things and. And our food sport opportunities are growing, so we're back into that again. So it's you know, this kind of fell in our laps as a unique opportunity. But there's more of these. We're going to do a big steak cook-off in Floribama the weekend before Thanksgiving. So if anybody here is a griller and wants to compete for $6,000 in prize purse, 19th and 20th in November. Steakcookoffs.com if you want to get more information about that. So lots of, you know, food sport things happening, which we're thankful for, because it's time to get back to work.
Right, exactly. Well, Mark, you'd want to share any grilling tips or have any questions?
Well, I just want to know how do I become one of the judges so that I can get all this food?
Well, there's a certified judging class for SCA that's in Pensacola the week before, and then, because there's a cook in Pensacola the week before that, for the World Food Championship certification, you can actually do that online.
Okay.
So there's two different. SCA is a very particular style or organization.
What does that stand for?
State Cook-Off Association.
Okay. All right.
And in that organization, everybody. We provide, the promoters provide the ribeyes, or everybody cooks the same ribeye, cooked to a specific guideline, and then the judges will taste and rate each dish. In World Food Championship, it's more of a themed event. It could be gumbo cook-off last weekend was a World Food Championship event. So it could be gumbo, it could be chicken, it could be a wing dish. And in that competition, the competitors will submit a fully composed dish, and then some sample dishes for the judges. So it's so you're judged on different criteria. And both of them are difficult because you've got, as a judge, you have to judge each piece, each thing in front of you on its own merits. You can't compare it to what you just ate or what you're about to eat or how good your mama made it. Mm-hmm. You've got to judge it,
right,
score it, and move on. And that's the biggest challenge because we're all used to comparing. So it's
that's a good point.
Yeah, I like that other one so much better than this. But you know, it's based on moods and other things that go with that, and what you like, someone else might not
right.
like. So you've got to judge each one separately.
And right. it's important in the World Food Championship world that we do that because those categories could be. World Food Championship is in Dallas in 2 weeks, and there are 10 different categories: dessert, soup, steak, burger, sandwich. And when you judge them along that strict criteria, it allows an even playing field. It allows for you for dessert to compete against a pasta dish or what have you. Mm-hmm. So, have you done any World Food Championship, Al?
No, never. I went to Memphis this year, but I did like an exhibition on Open Fire, but I never compete.
Memphis in May is the largest barbecue competition.
I have heard of that.
Yeah.
That's absolutely amazing. It blew my mind. Honestly, it's I thought that I wasn't alone in this crazy barbecue world. Right? It was thousands of crazy people like me, and I felt so good there.
And so you're loading up in the morning, and gonna head. You're driving back to Texas, so you're gonna stop in New Orleans or try to stop in New Orleans.
Yeah, I'm gonna stop to do a collaboration with a guy in New Orleans, so we're gonna film some videos together.
What are y'all gonna cook there?
I don't know. I took my grills and whatever they want me to cook, I cook it, right? Like it's a saying.
I need to go ahead. Yeah.
No, it's a saying in Argentina. We have the gauchos, right? Like gauchos is like the cowboys here, right? So it's a very famous book that says in Argentina, todo bicho que camina va a parar al asador. That basically means everything that walks end up in the grill. So that's a famous saying that we can cook anything, right? Over fire.
That's funny.
Yeah, in the South here we have a saying: you kill it, we grill it. So
that's the exactly
same. Yeah, exact
same
thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was looking to see if I took a picture of the grills, which were a bit unique on big wheels. And round and open. I can't believe I don't have a picture of the grills. Did you actually design those and bring those?
Actually, my partner and in Argentina, and we designed it. He built them, and we start bringing it, importing, and people really like them. It's Fuegos TX. Mm-hmm. So we are based in Texas. So that's where we have our warehouse, and we keep them there, and we sell it online. If you go to my any social media, and my link is the website, and you can pick. We have almost, I don't know, 6 or 7 different types of grills, bigger, smaller. We have some that you can take with you if you go camping.
It looks like they're made out of iron, maybe wrought iron. They're lightweight and rollable.
Yeah.
And large enough where you can hang something and cook on the bottom as well. And how do we find those again?
It's a Fuegos TX. .com is the is our website, or you can go to my social media and you
link. Fuegos.
Yeah.
Fuegos.
Yes, TX.
TX.
Yeah, .com.
Or
in my Fire social
Texas.
Media.
Okay.
Or go find you, Al Frugoni.
Yeah, I have a link there that takes you to my website.
I've never seen a grill like that. I think you may have started something. When these Southern boys find it,
I know,
if the Texans are using it, we're going to like it.
It's so cool when you cook like that and you have people over and you get around the fire, and that's something very special, right? People like it a lot.
When you did the opening ceremony, if you will, before we all ate like kings, you told about how in Argentina cooking is love, is family.
Yeah,
it's how you all are together.
A big part of our culture, right? We do it like 2-3 times a week. We've been doing that for forever, and we grew up like that, and it's like more like a social event, right? It's not a meal. It's like it lasts for hours, and people come. We start with with the appetizers, and then it's like a marathon, right, of mm-hmm. food.
I met.
We did it yesterday, right?
You did. I mean, it was massive amount of food and it was just fabulous. So that's maybe one reason that the name of it is Social Feasts, because it's just about as much about food as it is socializing, and about socializing as is food.
It is, and one of the things, the greatest pleasures that I get out of this food sport world and this is that is the family nature of it, and it's social feast. And we do a family dinner at the end of it in this particular case. But even it is just food is love, and food is, if you're feeding people, you're having a good time, you're mm-hmm. friendly, your cares are behind you for a bit. And what is particularly gratifying to see is the camaraderie that these cooks have. Even in a competitive world, they're still friendly. Yeah, mm-hmm. they're you know, I want to win, but you lost your knife, I've got an extra knife. You need salt and pepper, I've got salt and pepper.
Uh-huh.
So it's just it's one of the side benefits that we get is to be part of this family.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, I'm a home cook, but I'm a much better eater. I do that well.
Yeah. Most of us are.
Yeah. Well, it goes back to what my grandmother taught me at a very young age. The secret to a good party is good food and plenty of alcohol. So that's
true. So Social Feasts with an S, and we can find that on YouTube, like last year's, or
if there's socialfeast.com is their website, and okay. they've got a little bit of a preview on there.
Okay.
I think just if you follow BamaQ
okay.
TV,
you can get to all the links. And
that'll
stuff.
Get the links, and okay. that'll be, because we'll be the ones generating that content, or they will, our partner.
Yeah, okay.
Mike Smith with BamaQ. We've worked with him 3 or 4 years now, and again, as I mentioned earlier, with the pandemic, we've really formed this great partnership. We're mm-hmm. going to do 13 or 14 events next year, including we're going to start off in Vegas. We're going to do an event in Vegas, and then we're going to do. We're in negotiations to do something a little differently. we've talked to the folks in Canton, Ohio, and we want to go up and do a cook-off the weekend before the Hall of Fame game next year.
Whoa.
Which will be kind of fun.
That'll be
They're
good.
Excited about it.
So. Now, locally, David Calametti is president of Alabama Coasting. You are a state partner with the World Food Championship we mentioned earlier. Will you be having those competitions again locally?
Yes, absolutely. We're, again, you know, Gumbo was one.
Right.
So that was our first qualifier for 2022.
The Gumbo Cook-Off in Mobile?
The one here that happened 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. And shout out to Lewis Pest Control, who won the golden ticket. So
awesome.
they will be competing in Dallas in 22. And then we want to do another one with the emblem. That was a great chef challenge.
Mm-hmm.
We only did a few events this year, in part because all of the restaurant chefs,
the COVID,
they were also challenged with staffing issues. They couldn't get away mm-hmm. to come
right.
cook. We did one earlier in the year down in Orange Beach, but we're going to do some more over the course of the year. We've got several different events lined up.
Okay. Well, if we can help you get the word out, please.
We're open to ideas. I know in January. Fairhope Yacht Club's going to be doing, a chili cook-off, I think.
Okay.
So we'll help them with that. So alabamacoasting.com, David@alabamacoasting. If you guys or anybody out there interested in sharing an idea about an event, we're happy to be part of it.
Sounds awesome.
If it's here, I'm coming, huh?
Great.
You don't need much of an excuse to come back from Texas, do you?
Yeah, these people were blown away by Jubilee Suites and on the Bluff and the river.
It was
of course,
very
we've
beautiful.
Had 3 great days of weather.
Uh-huh. Yeah, actually, on my post in social media, I'm posting everything, and I have more comments about the place than my food, right? It's
yeah.
like, where are you? That looks awesome.
Well, everybody look up Al Frugoni, just as it sounds, Frugoni. And Al is one L, A-L.
Yeah.
Al Frugoni. Also, BamaQ TV.
Correct.
And then we're going to alabamacoasting.com. And we'll be looking for socialfeasts.com.
Correct.
For this new production.
Correct.
From the event
it,
here.
It may be Social Feast 21.
I heard someone say last night, hashtag social feasts 21.
Okay. 2021, yeah.
2021, yeah.
Okay.
So, but I don't
That's probably
know.
Their Instagram and
right.
What
okay.
Have,
yeah. Right. So that might be that way. Well, that is so awesome, guys. We're going to take a quick break. 928-9228 is our number. Lines are open, and we'll be right back. The Fairhope Outdoor Fall Farmers Market kicks off Thursday, September 16th through November 11th. Each Thursday from 3 until 6 behind the Fairhope Public Library. Enjoy fresh-grown produce and locally made items. The Fairhope Public Library will also hold story time and children's activities each week at 4. Don't miss the Fairhope Outdoor Fall Farmers Market, Thursdays through November 11th from 3 until 6 p.m., rain or shine. Did you know that Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory is a full-service funeral home? Locally owned and operated with an on-site crematory, with funeral services in their own intimate setting or at a place of your choosing. Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory offers graveside services, visitations, prayer services, pre-planning, cremation, and a complete line of quality and affordable caskets, vaults, cremation urns, and more. Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory in Daphne. Call 621-5890. 621-5890. Now located in their new building at 26209 Pollard Road in Daphne. Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory. I know y'all have got to get back to the grills, but just as a summary, is there going to be a World Food Championship from last year and all the people that have won so far?
Yes. So we did not do World Food Championships in 2020. Your listeners may remember, we did it. World Food Championship was at Orange Beach for 3 years,
mm-hmm.
which is how we got involved. In 2019, they moved out to Dallas. They had one event in Dallas. Then that's coming up the first full weekend in November, the 5th through the 7th of November. And we actually have 17 teams from Alabama that will be competing for our Team Alabama in Dallas. About a half a dozen of them locally. About six or seven of them actually qualified in 2019 by their finish. We had 25 teams out there in 2019, and we had 10 of them make it through the second round to their top 10 division, and we had two of them actually get into the top 10 and compete for the $100,000.
Wow.
We had a fifth place and an eighth place finish. Finally, the fifth place finish, one of the partners was Dan Navarro and his son, and Dan is the culinary instructor at the Baldwin County High School program here.
I knew that sounded familiar.
Okay.
Well, that's awesome.
So,
okay.
And they're out competing again. He and his partner, Matthew Statham, are competing again in the chef category, which is one of the most difficult categories because it's a little more open-ended.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be more creative. But it's a fun competition. We're going to be out there for the 4 days, and hopefully we'll have some good results.
Okay, so this Bama Q is so good that even Auburn fans will say, we want Bama.
Thank y'all so much for joining
Thanks
us.
For
David Calametti and Al Fragoni. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
And Mark, I know you'll look forward to having a bite later this afternoon.
Heck yeah.
He'll never forgive me for not inviting him last night. Thank you so much. This is WABF 928-9228. And we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
For this afternoon, we'll have mixed clouds and sunshine. There is a 50% chance for a shower or a thunderstorm.